Hello.
Hi, Mohammed. This is Catherine calling back from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I had received a note here from receptionist Michael that you had a question about your payment plan.
Yeah, I had a question about my payment plan, but it's better if some concerned agent would call me back because I don't know, you guys, this is third call, which I'm getting from you guys, but nobody can answer because that payment is concerned with the concerned agent.
So what's your question?
Question is, I have two deductions from my account. One
mm-hmm.
is regarding premium. The other one is Ari Insurance Web with a description. And it's going to be $13. So I don't know what about it is. I want to know why it is, and if I get a, like, if I want to cancel that $13, what's the effect on my rest of the premium? Yes.
Okay, so that $13.35 deduction, that is for your renter's policy, and that will actually cover all of your personal property, all of your personal belongings that you own. So if those were to be damaged, then you would still be covered up to $15,000.
Okay, if I remove that, up to $15,000, right?
Right, you would lose that. You would lose that along with the liability coverage up to $500,000, and you also have $10,000 of coverage for any sewer or drain backup. So if your toilet were to flood and damage any of your property, you would be covered up to $10,000.
All right. So the question is, if I requested you to cancel that renter insurance because I'm already paying the renter insurance from my that renter apartment agreement, so what would be the premium and effect on my rest of the policy?
Okay, so with the renters and auto policies in place, when you bundle those together, you do get a 40% built-in discount. So if you were to remove the renter's policy, you would actually be paying more for your auto insurance.
Like, if you can give me a guess, how much is it? How will it be much?
Now let's see here. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold, Muhammad?
All right.
Okay. Hello, Muhammad.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for holding. Yes, so I was just reviewing here. So if we were to remove your renter's policy, your auto monthly premium would be in about an additional $15 a month. So it would actually end up being more expensive than what your combined total is currently.
$15 + $13 + $127, right?
So no. So currently for the month, the renter's policy is at $13 a month. And
okay.
if we were to remove that policy, then your auto premium, monthly premium would go up about $15 a month. So it would just be that $127 + $15, which would actually be more than if you keep your auto and your renter's policies in place.
So actually, can you suggest me something else, like something else? Because I have already renter insurance. So any kind of other package which will reduce my premium as well as, like, suggest me something which, because I'm already paying $12 in rental insurance with my housing complex, like the apartment complex, right? So there's no point of giving that two insurances for one complex.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. And do you have to go through the apartment complex?
Yeah, I will leave that apartment complex in next month. But still, if I go to next complex or housing, they don't care about that insurance. If I fuck up something over there, they only give me the bill. Hey, you need to pay that. That's it.
Okay. So do you, another option that we could do to have a bundled policy still would be, do you have life insurance?
I have life insurance with a zero premium, yes.
You do have life insurance already?
I do have life insurance with a zero premium, $0 premium.
And you said that your life insurance is through your work? Yes, who...
No. It's not through my work. It's a random... I don't know. My uncle suggests me and I'm been going through that. I think so. But I don't know. Simple answer is that it's not through my work. I don't have any dental insurance, buddy.
So unfortunately, that is not an insurance option that we offer at this moment. Is there any way that you can cancel your renter's insurance with your complex? Because with us, it would make, you're saving more money when you have both of your policies together.
Well, that's what I was asking you. Can you suggest me something? Actually, can you call me sometime, like after some time? I'll call and talk to my complex insurance, and then I'll get back to you. Can you call
me
after a few hours?
So we'll be open until 5 p.m., So yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Let me see here. Well, I have a meeting at 4:30. Would 4 o'clock work, or is that too soon?
4 o'clock is fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you a call back here at 4:00. I would suggest contact your apartment complex to cancel your renter's insurance with them, because you already have it with us, and then we can send them any documents that they would request.
All right.
Okay, great. Well, Muhammad, I'll go ahead and give you a call back here at 4:00, and we can move forward from there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.